Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Listen, this isn't just some club event. This is a festival centered around you, featuring your favorite artists, amazing food, killer cocktails, Polynesian beach performers, and I even got the Wynn in Vegas to pop up an encore beach club VIP section. We'll call it Grand Beach.
Rocks, buddy.
Woo! Oh. Dancing, bikinis, partying.
Maybe if Belichick quits, the fish comes in.
I love that ad, by the way. That's one of my all-time favorites. Just, and it's even better when there's no visual. It's just the audio, and you can hear how hard it was for him to get through the copy. I wonder how many takes it took for him to get through that ad for the Gronk Beach promo that he made.
I don't know, but it's going to be so fun.
Well, I'll tell you this much. So Rob Gronkowski, I mean, he's living his best life. He's doing exactly what we all thought he was going to do, and that was being Rob Gronkowski all over TV. My God, he's gotten a million gigs. He was all over New Year's Eve, where he proclaimed himself the number one party animal, I think.
I mean, who could doubt it? Ever since Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds, he's taken his place.
He has taken over. But we were talking off the air after the show yesterday. And if you had to place, I should have asked the Bankroll Boys, an over-under on how many commercials Rob Gronkowski is going to be in during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we decided this. What was it, 2.5?
So I think the over-under should be 2.5. I think he's going to, and when I say commercials, I mean like how many different products.
Right, right.
Like I would say, I think he's going to be in at least 3.
Okay, so 2.5 is a good over-under.
Yeah, I mean, he is right now probably out. I mean, for players that aren't actually playing, the most bankable star in the NFL.
Well, a lot of people swung and missed on Mayfield. I mean, he's in every.
Yeah, it's true.
He's got more commercials than anyone. Yeah.
That toilet commercial doesn't kind of ring true now.
Well, yeah, it does, because he's playing like crap.
As a matter of fact, we already know that there's going to be one Gronk commercial that is going to be filmed for, I forget what car it was, but it's a ad that involves Rob Gronkowski, Chris Evans, because he's from Massachusetts, that's Captain America, Rachel Dratch, and John Krasinski. And they're all sitting in a car together, and I believe the car has a 98.5 The Sports Hub bumper sticker on it.
They pull up behind a car with a 98.5.
Ah. Oh, I see. Okay. And they're talking about it, and I bet they'll, you know, say Wicked Kid and things like that during the commercial. But yeah.
Park the car.
But he'll be everywhere over the next couple of weeks. Every show's going to want Gronk on because it's a whole Super Bowl
but
deal.
But the thing about him, Rich, is he's multidimensional. This is going to last forever.
Well, as I said, cash in now.
I have no problem with his hustle. I have no problem at all.
And man, is it a hustle. He's everywhere.
I mean, he's a party animal.
He is the number one party animal. But he also, I'm looking at the Gronk Beach thing, and that's the big concert that he's got with a bunch of these like EDM bands that's going to be the day before the Super Bowl. And as much as we kind of laughed at it, like a lot of the tickets are gone for this. As a matter of fact, his 149 tickets are sold out. His $199 tickets are sold out. His 229. By the way, 149 was the cheapest. 229 sold out. 249, 299, and now the $399 are the only ones that are left, and the 499 ones. Now there are also VIP all inclusive tickets, and this all the way up to the $799 ones are gone. I mean, this is going to do fairly well.
Uh huh.
I mean, Gronk's what a smart dude. Just put my name on a music festival and cash in.
Okay. Wait, what was
You wouldn't do this if somebody offered that to you?
Yes, of course I'd do anything. I don't care. I would. Yeah, I'd put my name on a porta potty.
Just wondering if we're at this point next year.
I'm just wondering if the higher end tickets have been quote unquote bought, or if it's it's a kind of like grease in the.
That is fair. That is the guy with the velvet rope in front of a club that's empty.
Yes,
to make you think that there's a ton of people.
Listen,
inside.
There's enough douchebags that would go to that thing. I don't doubt it for a second.
I mean, people who are going to the Super Bowl, they looking for stuff to do on Saturday, and maybe this is what they end up doing. And I said a concert like this in Miami, even if there wasn't a Super Bowl, would do very well. The names he's gotten are pretty big; they're fairly impressive. So either way, Gronk Beach, you're going to have that as well, but on top of that, Gronk, he's gone mainstream, baby.
Make 2020 yours. Today on Kelly, she's proving girls can kick butt on the field just as much as the boys, and the haters are about to be real jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Come on out, Gronk! Plus, Jenna Dewan, Luis Fonsi, and Chef Curtis Stone.
Oh, Chef Curtis Stone?
Are you going to taste yours?
Yes.
All right, that show's going to be on forever. America has fallen in love with Kelly Clarkson.
I mean,
remember 40 years ago when she was on that show?
What
happened to the guy with the curly hair?
Justin Guarini?
Yeah, when they did a movie together.
Justin, I remember.
That's right, they did do a movie.
Yeah.
Maybe Justin Guarini will be picking up trash after the big Gronk spectacle.
Maybe, possibly, but I actually tuned in to see Rob Gronkowski during that whole thing, because you know what? The dude was just like having a good time.
Come on out, Rob!
Having a good time.
And he was having a
I
good time.
I like being told how to feel. You know, hey, this doesn't suck.
You better have fun. Well, this is one of those shows, Fred.
Killing yourself.
That they didn't have a producer that thought through what the show would end up looking like on TV. The show starts, and I don't know if this is every episode, but this last one, with Kelly Clarkson, they bring a lot of the studio audience to stand on stage around her as she performs a live song, and it's horribly awkward because none of these people have any idea how to react. Like, they're standing there kind of like awkwardly clapping and looking around, and it's like, this is how the show begins, and the crowd's like... And they're just staring at her, like standing like 5 feet from her. Like, huh?
Whoa. I'm just got information. Is that really him?
It could be breaking news, but yes. So, Rich, you might get a kick out of this too. Those Dr. Pepper commercials with the little sweet, the dude with the really high pitched voice that looks like Prince.
Yeah.
That's Justin Guarini.
Oh. No, it's not.
Google it.
Really?
Google
There's
it.
There's no way that's Justin Guarini.
It's Justin Guarini. And I'm telling you, I've actually seen a commercial where it says in the bottom corner, Little Sweet, or Justin Guarini as Little Sweet. I guarantee you that's him.
Really?
He has the really high-pitched voice.
Now, I would buy it if it was Constantine Maroulis that you said that was. That was the guy who was the real rocker in the season that Chris Daughtry ended up winning.
I thought it was Nick Kroll for a little while.
Yeah, I mean,
can you imagine the pressure if you are up against Daughtry and you just know you're going to lose?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just picture that Justin Guarini kid he's doing the Dr. Pepper commercials and he's just in his trailer shooting up and like demanding all this stuff? Like,
Guarini,
get out of here! Guarini gets to set when Guarini gets to set.
What is this cheap Merlot? Get me something top shelf. I'm Guarini, bitches. I had a movie.
Yeah, he's got these like horrible DTs, and he's just trying to get the bottle in his mouth. Justin Guarini.
Is that okay? Well, I'll take your word for it.
It's him.
And actually, those are fairly clever commercials.
Good for him getting work. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, that was the dream.
He's no cop.
So that's why I learned how to train possums.
What is this?
Now he's coming at the bushes.
For listening to Donna Drone On, you deserve the sweet treat of a Diet Dr. Pepper.
That is sweet.
How sweet?
I don't know.
Honey, who are you talking to?
No one!
That's right. He didn't listen to Donna. You did.
I can see you talking to a little man.
Okay, it's a little sweet.
Hey, man.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
All right.
Jeez.
I think Justin Guarini's dad was the police chief of Atlanta. Like, he was like a pretty high up dude, if I'm not mistaken. I know way too much about the first three seasons of American Idol. I really do. All the way up to the year where Fantasia Barrino ended up winning the whole
thing. Yeah, my daughter is obsessed with America's Got Talent on YouTube. That show is so good. Stern comes off really cool.
Is he still doing it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, should we get to Rob Gronkowski on the Kelly Clarkson show?
Let's take a quick break.
Because you know what he's doing on
there. Come on out, Rob! Having a good time.
Yeah, I feel sorry for everyone involved with that show and that they're going to be out of work in about a month.
Is this like the Gabriel Carteris show?
The Magic Hour with Magic Johnson.
At least that was a late night show. This is more like the Tempest Bledsoe,
right?
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson, I mean, Kelly Clarkson is like a super nice person, but the producers around, it's really ill-conceived.
There's a lot of super nice people that are not equipped to handle a daytime talk show 5 days a week. All right, we'll be back with more of the Rob Gronkowski.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Make 2020 yours. Next, Kelly. She's proving girls can kick butt on the field just as much as the boys. And the haters are about to be real jealous. Come on out, Rob!
Having a good time.
Crappy music.
Zell MFAO, they need to reunite, man. They could sell out Gillette.
Yeah, they could do a residency at Gillette. 985, the Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. You heard Kelly Clarkson. She has a very, very successful daytime talk show in which Rob Gronkowski appeared. Everyone knows they're having a good time.
Mm-hmm. They are having a good time.
All right, Rich, and we have yet to get to the Rob Gronkowski part.
So Gronk comes out and they set up something that's like a feel-good story where there's this girl who plays football. She's, I think, like 9 or 10 years old in Rhode Island, and she says that, you know, she gets picked on, and her favorite football player is Rob Gronkowski. And surprise, Rob Gronkowski is there, and he does what he does. He's very good with kids and charity and gave her, like, a football and a jersey and said, I'm going to mentor you this year. And then he ends up, you know, coming on stage and starts talking about what's really going on in his life on the Kelly Clarkson Show. Fred, you have the clip right there.
Do you have a favorite NFL player?
Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, interesting. He's the 3-time Super Bowl winning tight end for the Patriots, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Rob! We all remembered you played my security guard when I hosted the billboards. You were hilarious. Yes. And I'm so sorry. I was so sick.
Yes.
It's the moon landing and then when he came out as her security guard.
Where were you when the billboard awards were on this year?
That is the holy grail of all music awards based on sales. I can only imagine the fun they had. Hey, look at my security guard over here. What? He's a party animal. Security for what, the keg?
Yes, I love doing stuff like that, you know. Yeah. I just got out of the game of football, so, you know, as a football player, you want to be, you know, part of the music industry and stuff while you're playing and vice versa. So it was my opportunity to go to, like, a billboards award, and
yeah.
You were hosting. We got to work together, but I was mind-boggled.
How are you going to get involved in the music industry?
Well, you go to the billboards.
You're the billboards, award.
And get mind-boggled.
I mean, listen, how can you not get mind-boggled? I mean, there's so much stuff going on.
You know, when
the
you're playing football, you want to get involved in the music industry. How? Well, he obviously has an ear for it with his love of LMFAO. He's a new Clive Davis. What is he going to do when this is all over?
Enjoy his money.
Yeah, I'm good. I hope he does, but I don't see... Sort of one-dimensional here.
But that being said, like, if you think of life fulfillment, don't you believe after his retirement, it is full? Like, his bucket is full
Now.
This is everything he dreamed it would be.
Yes, I do
How long
that.
Does it last?
I think he has a pretty good shelf life.
I think he can endorse products for a long time.
Yeah, totally.
But as far as this stuff goes, going on all these shows and things like that.
Here's what somebody very smart is trying to do. They're trying to turn him into a Michael Strahan. They're trying to get him to be someone that women love just as much as men and someone who can do a crossover. Michael Strahan took over Regis and Kelly.
But he can put together sentences.
Yes. So Michael Strahan isn't dumb.
He's very well spoken.
But they are putting him on shows like this that appeal to a crowd that normally doesn't watch football. Or as much football.
Okay, he is eclipsed football fame. There's no doubt about that. However, his inability to speak...
It's going to cause crippling.
Makes him charming.
Day in and day out.
That guy's like me. Get over here, you dunce. You know, I could just say women would probably love this. Oh, you're like a little wounded puppy.
Maybe
you can take over
the Ernest Goes to Camp franchise.
Oh, that would be the best. How great would that be if he was the new Ernest?
You know what?
What a brilliant idea. I'm not joking.
Imagine, I bet you anything there's a movie like Kindergarten Cop or something. You know, not as good as that, but where he's like a fish out of water.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's every time you got a big dude, they try to do that. They try to do it with Dave Bautista, which he's really good at what he does. They've done it with John Cena. Anytime there's like a big guy, The Rock, I mean, the game plan. He's a football player, but he's got a daughter with a tutu.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guarantee they're gonna do something like that.
Yeah, and it's going to fail miserably. Maybe we'll do one of those Kirk Cameron films, get the Jesus crowd involved.
A Billboard's award, and you were hosting. We got to work together, but I was mind boggled with how much you were doing at one time. It was insane. You were hosting, you were talking over there, you were singing a song. I was like, this is incredible. Like, Kelly, you are talented.
Yeah, she had to sing a song, and she was talking over there. Her hands were full. It's called being an entertainer, Rob. It's kind of what they do.
With how much you were doing at one time. It was insane. You were hosting, you were talking over there, you were singing a song. I was like, this is incredible. Like, Kelly, you are talented.
Yeah, you nailed it. But so what do you have planned for the Super Bowl this year? I hear you have something cool going on.
Yes, I do. I will be hosting a music festival, actually.
Wow.
And we have a lot of big performers. And, you know, I'm hosting. I'm not really sure what I'm doing there yet.
Just like that Bluetooth football.
This is the most honest thing that he said since he started crying at that press conference. Like, I like this. Like, the fact that he doesn't have much of a filter is fairly refreshing. I got this huge music festival. It's going to be awesome. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know who's playing.
Yeah.
They just said to show up.
See, and that's why he's going to be successful, is because you want to hear him say stuff like that.
Yeah, once.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the shelf life on being cute and unknowing about life is good for maybe a year.
Yeah, they'll give him some TV movie, and then that might be that.
I don't know. Boner was a successful character on Growing Pains for years.
Boner was used sparingly, though.
Eddie, he wasn't a star. He didn't have to deal with him all the time.
Eddie was more of Eddie's the guy who went out with Kirk when Jenny Garth was driving around. I don't know if you remember that episode of Growing Pains. But
no, I don't.
Okay, loser. All right, here we go.
I know they'll be performing. I mean, I just got to show up and probably dance, do what I do, bring the energy, and that's what I got to do.
But you also, now that you're not playing, you're working with a few companies. What are you?
Yes, I am an owner of Snow Teeth Whitening Kit, and now we have partnered up with Bite
to
straighten out your teeth. So who wouldn't want straightened teeth? Why?
Damn Invisalign. If I'd only waited.
Grok, I want you to read this note card over and over and over till where it just comes out of your mouth when you get there live on TV. Just read the note card.
Whiten your teeth. I just get some white out and I paint them.
Well, I mean, listen, how does it work?
I was mind boggled.
I was too.
It was mind boggled.
Straighten out your teeth. So who wouldn't want straightened teeth while whitening your teeth at the same time? So it's fantastic. It's going to be great. So we partnered up with Bite, and it's going to be fantastic. It's
unbelievable. Amazing. Hey, a smile can change everything. Okay.
Well, that gets you a round of applause.
Sure. I like teeth.
Well, Rob wants...
Do you?
D.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Rob wants everyone to have their brightest smile in 2020, so he's sending everyone in my audience home with his bite and snow teeth kits. You all get one? All right, y'all.
I mean, it's not quite the Oprah car giveaway, but it's close.
Yes, right.
Everyone in the audience gets a brand new teeth whitening clip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what is there a final one here?
Yeah. And this is once again the Rob Gronkowski who, you know, there's a video of him backstage and he was watching Kelly Clarkson sing the opening song and they ran a mic and here's what happened. So there you go. That's what you're going to get at the Gronk Beach Party. And already we're getting the photoshops of Rob Gronkowski as Ernest P. Worrell in the Ernest movies. And somebody said, I would 1,000% watch Gronk and sure. Gronk Scared Stupid.
There should just be one like, oops, I fell in a pond.
You see, somebody said, does post-career Gronk equal post-basketball career Shaq?
No.
Shaq's
no.
way better. Shaq's going to do way better than Gronk.
Yeah,
I mean, way better.
Shaq's been great.
No, I mean, it's Shaq, how many years has it been? Between the time where he got the NBA on TNT gig and he retired, that, what, 10-year block? He did movies. He was everywhere.
Oh, I mean, he was bad.
Name the movies he did.
Yeah, I mean, he did bad movies.
Shazam.
He's bad on TV, too.
Man of Steel.
By the way, it was called Steel. And that was while he was still playing, by the way.
Yeah, and so was Kazam, if I'm not mistaken. That
take it back. Yeah, Shazam. Or Kazam. Kazam, you're right.
It was Kazam.
It was Kazam, not Shazam.
God, that Charles Barkley skit where they do the NBA. They put Charles Barkley's Shaq, and he puts the wizard cap on. He's like, "Oh, Wizard Shaq, I see the future."
Wizard Shaq.
And at the end of who's the funny guy that does Barry now?
Bill Hader, who's
Bill
the best.
Bill Hader says, like, he goes at the end, he goes, real black shenanigans.
Is he Ernie Johnson?
He's Ernie Johnson. All right.
Well, you know what he probably was by all that?
I was mind-boggled.
He was mind-boggled.
Yeah, the future of Gronkowski will be interesting to watch.
There hasn't been anyone like him. That's the thing, is that there's been, you know, likable sports figures, but, I mean, he's got that whole persona that he is basically an overgrown 12-year-old. Right. And he loves everything. He's never had a bad day, and that's kind of his whole persona. And whoever is marketing him towards, like, women as well is putting him in all the right places. I don't know whether it's working, but they're sure enough, they're trying like hell.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the best news that he was on the Kelly Clarkson show already. That seems like kind of a last-ditch effort. The best show is the Harry Connick Jr. show.
Oh, that's great. He just comes out and makes gumbo for everyone?
Yeah, no, he just comes out and there's like a gospel choir. And he's like, skip on the dude.
I think that's still on. So if you want to say that Kelly Clarkson's going to go off the air, I present to you that piece of garbage. Like, that show was bad. And I think it's still on. The
really?
Harry Connick show. Yeah.
The studio audience was legitimately, I'm not lying, 40 people. And he would come out like going like, skip,
that's the Kelly Clarkson show.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back. Here are the headlines.
Aldridge starts to back him down, kick out White, up fakes, and Aldridge just crushes Kemba Walker on the screen. Meanwhile, Tice is called for a reaching foul. Here's a technical to make it worse. Oh, Brad Stevens is furious.
Oh, he's thrown out. He just took Kemba out of the game. Oh,
wow.
Somebody threw a beer from the top.
Stuff is coming from the crowd now. Kemba got blasted by Aldridge without a call. And you want to talk about a quick trigger. Kemba Walker gets ejected by Evan Scott.
Whoa.
Can't do that. The young official lost it a little bit. You want to tee up Kemba Walker, you tee him up, but then you let the thing resolve.
He blasted that foul when he came over even with the body. Kemba had a right to come up and say, yeah, that happened.
985, the sports up. That, of course, from last night's Celtics game. But very quickly, let me tell you that this show, along with our station and the Boston Bruins, present Pucks and Paddles Friday, a week from tomorrow, at the Royale the annual ping pong tournament that benefits Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. Bid to play with your favorite Bruins player or Rich and I, or I. To bid, go to 985thesportshub.com. That is up there now. Bucks and Paddles is presented by Coors Light and sponsored by Honda, ACP Facility Services, and Queer Path for Veterans of New England. Last night, Taco Fall getting in early.
That's not a good sign.
They had no choice.
They are having a huge issue starting off on the right foot. As a matter of fact, I think it's been four games in a row now, Fred, where they have been behind by double digits in the first quarter. And last night, what, at one point was it 22-6? I mean,
I was listening in my car, as a matter of fact. 26-7.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous.
I'd gotten done coaching 9-year-old girls in basketball between 6 and 7 at night. Fun.
Shirts.
They behaved so well. So I was listening in the car, and they were talking about just in the beginning of that game was ridiculous.
And these last two games, it wasn't just that one; it was the one against the Wizards. And as I was mentioning earlier, those two teams combined have a record of 28-44, and the Celtics didn't have a lead in either one of those two games. So Sean Grandy came out with something yesterday that I thought was interesting. Is that he said that the Celtics in the second half of games, because what do? They usually rally back. Now, they didn't win the last two, but I mean, the second half, they finally start looking like a basketball team, but they're having these slow starts. So in the second half of games, the Celtics right now have the number one offense in the NBA. You know where they are in the first half? They're in 23rd place. They're atrocious. I don't know why it takes that long. And Fred, you said it. When Taco Fall comes in during important minutes, in the second period, that is Brad Stevens just saying, I need something out of somebody.
That's exactly what it was. He's like, all right, I'm out of ideas.
It's the first time he's not been the human victory cigar.
Right. Yeah, no, there was a point where he said, I'm out of ideas. I'm throwing my hands up in the air. Here, kid, go in.
And what
see if anything can happen. Probably a message to your team, too.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Is that I'm putting in the 12th man. You know, in the first half, because you guys are stinking the place up so bad.
And here's the thing that is unfortunate about last night is the Celtics started doing what they've been doing this season when they have a slow start, and that is coming back. And during that third quarter, you heard right there, that was about 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and the team started to get hot. As a matter of fact, I believe when that incident happened, they were only down by 7.
That's as close as they got the entire night. So, was that moment when Kemba got ejected?
So Kemba, obviously, I mean, he got fouled hard, and the ref missed it. It was a young rookie ref who's, I think, 27 years old, is what you were saying.
Yeah, that's correct.
And as I said, I would know his name because Mike Gorman was even so pissed that he channeled the absent Tommy Heinsohn.
It was the one night we really needed Tommy.
Oh, he would have been like,
that would have been great.
Maybe it's good Tommy wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean,
he would have left his seat.
He would have run out of the court and picked up that guy and eaten
maybe
him.
Maybe he would have had to be taken out in a stretcher.
He would have eaten him, passed him right on the table.
I'm having 8 steaks tonight.
I mean, it would have been really a bad scene. Yeah. But I mean, so what happens is he calls a technical foul on Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker jumps up and starts yelling at the guy, and he definitely says an F-bomb. And so the guy gives him a technical, and to that, Kemba Walker says something like, you gotta effing be kidding me. And right immediately, I mean, I'm talking like 2 seconds later, gives him the second technical.
Right.
What
you do is you give the technical and you walk away.
Yeah, and you kind of let the guy get it out of his system. Now, if after a minute or so he's still jawing at
then you,
I get it. Like,
but what you do, it's like anything else. It's like any other sport. Is that you walk away at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it in baseball, you walk away. You see it in football. Especially in football. I mean, and then you got to stand there on the sidelines getting berated by the coach in Flores, who's very scary. And so, yeah, you walk away. There's no excuse for what he did.
But then, as that was going on, somebody threw a nearly full beer onto the court. Now, when I say that, first of all, I'm not going to be somebody who's like tisk, tisk, tisk for people throwing some things onto the ice at the court, because most of the time it's fairly harmless. However, if you're sitting in a 300 section like this guy was, and you are throwing almost a full can of beer, there's no way you should be able to come back to a game for at least a year.
Well, I've had worse thrown at me.
Understood, but that's not.
And so have you. You were in a metal band.
Yeah, but I also understand that if I'm a member of the Spurs and that beer.
Yeah, the beer falls out when it's falling.
Dude, that beer came inches from one of the guys on the bench.
It would have been fine.
Yeah, you're telling me an almost full beer can from the 300 section that goes and nails your head?
Yeah, I think you'd be all right.
Hell no. There's no. Dude, you'd go to the hospital.
I don't know. Maybe not, especially if you're in good shape.
You how do you work out your head?
You know, just you got a strong neck and everything else. As far as I'm concerned, here's the things in order. I don't want to be spit on because you can get hepatitis.
Mm.
I've never been spit on stage, but I certainly have had bottles whiz by my head, and I would much prefer a can of open can of beer dropped from the 300 section then get whizzed in that face with a bottle.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's like saying...
Yeah, but that's part of the gig, baby!
I'd rather have a piano land on me than three pianos.
Well, part of the piano's gig? Piano's funny because if you get the piano landing on your face, your teeth become the keys.
Just like in the cartoon.
Right. No, but seriously, I'm not just saying this, is that there are far worse things that have been thrown at me than a beer can falling from a section.
All I know is that I believe that you had a part of a cabinet just fall on your foot at one point in the show, and it was a...
Ow!
You okay? What happened? What just happened? I think you want to go home after that.
No, I didn't.
Dan?
I didn't want to go home after that.
You wanted to, you were thinking like a couple days off. I'm going to not come in. I'm going to sue. Wait till my attorney gets a hold of this.
The lawsuit thing I remember.
The negligence on someone's behalf.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just taking on the man. I mean, that's like not taking your sick days. I mean, come on. When the man ain't going to give it to you again. I'm not kidding. I've had way worse things thrown at me.
All right. Well, apparently more people agree with you. Tom on line one. Let's let me
figure out what's going on over here. Tom, go ahead.
Rich, you're worried about a beer flying out of the stands. You work with Ted Johnson. He hits women.
Oh, shut up.
All right. Well, a full beer can from the 300 section would do massive damage. Massive damage to you. I mean, are you kidding
me? I don't think so.
Are you out of your mind?
I don't think so.
From the 300 section to like you on the now I think you're just messing with me. Now I think you're joking
around. We can do an experiment, and you can take half a can of beer and drop it on my head.
From the 300 section?
Yes.
See, I wouldn't want to do that to you, because it would truly damage you.
I don't think it would.
Oh, my God. How can you not think that would kill?
I think it would hurt for like a minute.
Oh, my. That's the stuff of concussions.
I've been on stage at festivals and had a flurry of glass beers thrown
at me. It also has, like, I mean, the downward, it coming down in gravity.
Yeah, but someone throwing a beer at you full, as hard as they can from 10 feet away is way worse.
No, are you out of your mind? Do you know how high up the middle of the 300 section is?
Yeah, but that's just gravity.
The floor?
And a feather and a beer, well, they drop at the same rate.
But
John, go ahead.
I mean, that's not true.
A penny and a beer. John, go ahead. That is true. A penny and a beer, right, Dan? Weight doesn't matter.
I don't know.
They drop at the same
weight. Weight totally matters. It picks up inertia.
Isn't the thing that if you dropped a penny...
If you dropped a ping pong ball and you're telling me an anvil, they would fall at the same speed, Fred?
Maybe because of the wind.
No, it's physics.
No, I think I'm right. I think that I'm not kidding. I think I'm right. John, go ahead.
You think a feather and a piano would drop at the same speed?
No, because a feather would hit the wind. John, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, you realize that it's not a regular 12-ounce can. It's a tall boy can.
Oh, big deal.
What do you mean, big deal? That's going to crack someone's head open.
No, it wouldn't.
From the 300 section.
All right, let's get Bird and just drop crap on him. He's all for it.
And somebody makes a really good point, and they say, Fred, did you never see Maximum Overdrive when the soda can shot out of the vending machine and put a crater in the guy's head?
But it didn't drop it on him. It shot it at him.
All right, here we go. Tony Maz is texting me, and he's exactly right. One of our listeners should easily be able to calculate the impact of a can of beer dropping from the 300 level. And dropping isn't even the right word. Projected from the 300 level, factoring in gravity. I mean, all of these people, MIT all around here, I mean, for you to think that that would do, like, minimal damage is insane.
Yeah, we used to drop a piano to pieces, yeah.
Matt, go ahead.
Hey, so first of all, I just want to say Fred is completely right.
about the physics. If you dropped an anvil and an egg, they're going to hit the ground at the same time.
Thank you.
If you get rid of, aerodynamics. But regardless, I just wanted to say, in the 2019 parade, I have a video of Edelman. Someone threw a full beer can. It hit Edelman from probably 25, 30 feet away, and he looked like he just got punched in the face. He ended up chugging it. I'll tag you guys in the video on Instagram. Excuse me, but it did not look pretty. And
well, he chugged the beer. How bad could it have been?
He would be mad. Oh, it's pretty. I mean, it's Edelman. He's a tough guy, you know?
He's a very tough guy. There's no question. All right, I will ask you this. And Matt, you were part of this conversation. Yeah. Would you rather have someone throw a baseball at your head from 60 feet or drop it from the 300 section?
I would rather. Have it thrown from the 300 level.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
You might be right about that. Yep.
I'm absolutely right about that.
Yes. The second thing you're right about this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a physics major. What would you rather? What do you guys? Why is everyone quiet?
Because I just think the fact that you think that throwing a ping pong ball,
I think both are
a beer can from a large height. It would be
specifically. All right, you're right. You may be right about the physics thing, but specifically about the beer and the baseball, both would do a tremendous amount of damage. Both of them would.
No, they wouldn't.
Baseball at your head.
A baseball would be way worse to get hit in the head. That'd give you brain damage.
Okay, so that baseball would be worse, but the beer from the 300 section, you get it in the head, I agree with Rich. It'd be bad.
It was open. Brian, you were there.
I was there, that's right. You could see, what caught my attention was actually you could see all the beer spraying in the air. You could see that more than you could see the projectile, actually.
Yeah, the beer was flying.
They showed it on TV 1,000 times. Like, you don't have to be at the game. As a matter of fact, we probably had a better angle than you. That thing was loaded with beer.
I'm with you. It was flying out of there like nobody's business.
And by the way, Fred, it has to be in a vacuum for them to fall at the same time. The TD Garden is not a vacuum.
Yes, it is. I want to hear this. Julian, go ahead.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey. What's up?
So, given your affinity for the Dude Perfect guys, couldn't you call them in to replicate the beer throwing?
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now we're talking.
Well, then we'll get some Bibles out and really rock the place.
Hey, Dude Perfect, where are you?
Here we come in.
We ain't gonna chill.
Saving the day with physics.
I'm not lying. I don't think this is that big a deal. Listen, I'm not encouraging anyone to do it. I mean, you're breaking the law. Don't get me wrong. I would like to live my life without getting hit with a beer can from the 300 section. This is not something that I'd want to have happen to me, and you should be disciplined. I'm not telling anyone to go out there. Let someone from the Celtics call in and say I was encouraging people to do it. I am not. I'm just saying that I don't know how. Okay, all right. I want to take this one. I don't know who you are, but you got a physics thing?
Yeah, Fred. So I got to say, buddy, you're completely wrong on the physics argument. So I'm no physics professor, but
well, then I don't want to hear it. Someone Google
I need Professor Physics.
Someone Google that. Because that's the big thing, that they fall at the same rate.
Doesn't Xanadu teach physics?
Huh?
Doesn't Xanadu, the math teacher, doesn't he teach physics?
He is. I want Professor Physics to call us, please. Somebody with a PhD in physics stuff. Mr. Physics. Physics Bob.
Yeah, I mean, if you're no master of physics, what do you don't know any more than I do?
Right. Either that or you, ride a sweet skateboard and you come out here and just say, yo, dude, we're perfect. It's Dude Perfect. Get ready for some science!
Putting. They like to do crazy putts. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hey guys. Listen, speaking of physics, right, there's one variable that you're leaving out, Freddie. I don't know the last time you bought a beer at the Garden, but they're $15 and they're 24 ounces. They're double cans. It's not just a can of beer, dude. It's like a giant, it's like a roll of toilet paper.
I know what it is, but it's long. But it's longer.
It's 24 ounces of liquid. That's 2 pounds.
But that spreads out the impact.
I mean, I guess, but it's still big, dude. You know what I mean?
But it's like if
it's already hurt.
Of course it would hurt. but I just don't think it's that. All I know is I've had worse things thrown at me.
Somebody said, we need to get Matthew Slater to settle this for us. Where is he? The season's over. I mean,
some free agent. Take heed.
Jack, go ahead.
Fred, you are half right on the physics. If you drop a penny and a bowling ball from the same height in a vacuum, they will hit the ground at the same time. And guys who are saying, oh, it's not a vacuum, you can, you know, if you took a high school class, you go out in the backyard, you set this up on a ladder, you can watch it happen, even though it's not in a vacuum.
Yes.
But what you're confusing is the speed at which they fall with the force at which they fall. So force is the mass of the object times the speed. A beer weighs a lot more than a penny.
Okay.
A beer's going to hit you with a lot more force than a penny.
Okay. Well, fair enough. But at least I was right about one thing. All right, kids, today we're going to drop beers.
Mr. Wizard!
Billy, goddamn it! Let me first teach you how to shotgun one of these sumbitches.
Mr. Wizard, you shouldn't be drinking in glass. These are kids you're teaching.
Mr. Wizard's got a messy divorce on his hands.
I mean, how old are you, Mr. Wizard?
Mr. Wizard's old enough that he's still got one of those ones you got to pump up before they made the medicine. I gotta put a damn air pump in it.
I mean, at least
Mrs. Wizard's not too happy.
At least you're a scientist, and you know.
Well, big deal, balloon. All right. Well, listen. Suffice it to say that I would not want to get hit in a beer from the 300 section. My point, though, is that I've had, as have Rich, way worse things thrown at me. And I've been hit in the head with a gun. That's worse. I've been hit in the head with a bottle. That's worse. Please, a beer can. Child's play. All right. Danny Ainge knows all about beer can.
Tony Mazz. Force equals mass times acceleration. It's the basic and foundational formula in physics, guys. I love it.
Look at Tony Mazz flexing those muscles.
And to that, somebody somewhere
check
in Foxborough saying,
how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
How do we feel about kinetic energy? Yes.
All right, we'll be back with Danny Ainge.
Toucher and Rich.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect. On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.